Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton. We're going to have John with us in just a moment. This is episode 19 in Vietnam. It was 19 in Vietnam. Anyway, this episode we talked about before we did it. We have a plan. I'm waiting for John to do that. He'll be in just a moment, like I said. But I want to lay down flat a stark realization that the world as we know it will end this year. It's been in the cards. It's been in the writing on the wall. The bones have been rolled. Our fate has been decided by evil, elite assholes. And so, with that said, you know, couldn't be any clearer than that. You need to wake the fuck up and wake everybody else that you care about, and even those you don't. We need everybody in this to stop it. And if it doesn't, if that fails, we need everybody who's awake to save themselves. So here's John. I'm going to bring him in just a second. Hey, John, how's it going?
Okay, James, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Well, all things considered.
Considering. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I clean my apartment, and it just bothers me that, you know, maybe it's all for naught, you know?
Right.
But anyways, we made a list of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, number one was to wake people up. So I kind of basically broke the ice with that at the start.
Right.
Waking up is sort of like a process. There's a saying that, you know, when you realize the truth, you're going to be pissed off.
Right.
Because it hits you like a ton of bricks and it just, you know. But you will never realize the truth unless you look for it.
Right.
And the other thing I want to mention at this stage of the lowdown is that you can't wait for a crisis to happen to be ready for it, you know?
Right.
You can't prepare.
In the midst of it going on.
Yeah, exactly. And it's systemic in like, you know, an emergency is like you break your fucking ribs or something and they take you to the hospital. You know, you can't prepare for that. You could have, like, looked before you crossed the street kind of thing. But there are accidents and so on. But this is no accident. What's going to happen is going to happen. And it's like they know it. Some of us know it. Now the deal is, are we going to take it up the ass or are we going to, and I mean like mortally wounded up the ass, or are we going to stand and fight and be real men?
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
What would you give as advice to wake people up?
Well, there's so much, you know, screaming for people to wake up and what's going on today and how drastically the world's changed. I would point out the fact that since 9/11, they promised change across the board. Things were going to get better, you know, economically for people, you know, and in fact, the exact opposite has happened, wherein, you know, more jobs are lost, there's more unemployment, more people are being impoverished. A smaller and smaller group at the top is hoarding all of the wealth in the world systematically, which is screaming for people to wake up, because when they do that, that means, you know, they're preparing for something and are up to something. When, you know, they're hoarding massive amounts of the wealth massive percentages of the wealth worldwide. And it isn't just here in America or Canada. It's all the countries in the world, taking a drastic turn, and things aren't the same. And that is screaming for people to wake up, that it isn't business as usual.
Well, and what's even worse than that is that the news, the president, you know, they'll all say, you know, everything's fine, you know, don't worry about
right.
it, everything's great, there are jobs, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
there aren't.
But you have to
read
lying
to you.
You have to research the actual statistics of what's going on. You know, the numbers don't lie. This
yeah.
country is being systematically bankrupted. The whole debt ceiling thing was never an issue before in American history. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we're reaching the top of the debt ceiling, which is all, you know, it's a fake scam anyway. It's all just phony numbers anyway. But in other words,
right.
they're putting that safe over everybody's head, that piano over everybody's head that's ready to fall. Which,
right.
Honestly, and it's all fake because they make all the numbers. You know, they print the money out of nothing. You know, it's all IOUs. It's all debt. So
I think
in that sense, what they're saying is they're actually telling people in a lot of ways to prepare because if the American economy goes, the entire world economy is going to go with it. That's,
right.
you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt. So, and they're basically telling through those little hints of, like, you know, the debt ceiling, we're reaching the end of our debt, you know. That means the country is insolvent. It's going bankrupt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's screaming to people to wake up that something's wrong. And the fact that people are still, you know, just going about their everyday business in their little zombified cocoons, you know, shows how just insane people are and how they're not awake. And like you
it's
said,
like they're
the
being,
other show that in other words, more and more people just don't care. You know,
right.
There's a lot of people out there that just do not care at all. They believe they have no control. You know, there's nothing they can do. And, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. They don't realize that they do have power. And
right.
this is what's taken away from them. Go ahead.
I want to make a comparison to, like, bending metal. If you keep bending it, you know, like, this way, that way, this way, that way. So, like, death ceiling, we're hoarding everything. There's crumbs to the fucking answers to the 9/11, but everyone's being told the lies by the media. And it's bending. Finally, people are going to break, and they'll be, like, broken.
Right.
And there's nothing we can do.
Right.
But no, not everybody's as pliable as a stupid sheep that just doesn't even give a fucking rat's ass. They're worse than a pile of clay on the fucking sewer grate.
Right.
You know, they're about as useless as that. And but there are people that do have values that were brought up, you know, to believe in good things and to do the right things.
Right.
Some of these guys and girls are worried that if they step out of line, they're going to get nabbed. Well,
right.
If everybody steps out of line at the same time on command.
Right, they can't arrest everybody. And that's
exactly.
the whole thing. It's the fear factor involved, too. They're terrified that if they do speak out, even the ones that are aware but are not, you know, vocally, publicly speaking out to get others to speak out, which is how, you know, that's how a movement starts is, you know, if enough people start talking, you know, and speaking out, then people aren't afraid. They'll join in because they'll see, oh, these people aren't getting arrested and dragged away and dragged out of their houses. So, you know, why not speak out?
Sorry?
I'm saying, people that are afraid will be less afraid to speak out and will join in with the people that are speaking out.
Right.
That will affect change. Go ahead.
Right, for sure. Well, on my Facebook page, there's like, I don't know, a couple thousand friends at this point. I mean, it wasn't hard to do. It's not like I go collecting them, but that's beside the point. Yeah. People look for me. I don't look for them. And the other thing I make sure of is that everybody who makes friends with me has over 100 people in connection. It's just to make sure that they're not a shill, or they still can be, but I'm not oblivious to that idea. But there's this riots going on, and people are posting all this crap about looting and how it's so wrong, and you know, look at this, look at that.
They're more concerned about the property. This is what killer. I just had somebody write. They're destroying everything, people's property. And I have to write to them, you know, it isn't their property. It's owned by the Crown of England. It's owned by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds own you and everything in this, on the whole continent. They own the world.
Right.
It's not your property.
That's the reality of it.
People are. Right, exactly. What it comes down to, it isn't your property. And this is ultimately the entire culture of the world is based off of materialism. Object fetishism.
Right.
This is all that it's important to anybody is object fetishism, is owning stuff, and what's theirs is theirs. And, you know, this
Fine.
Is one. Yeah, exactly. They're all like billions of Daffy Ducks. You know, it's mine, all mine.
Yeah.
You know, so in that sense, but they're totally fooled in believing that it's their property when it's not.
Well, to go with that,
it's owned by the Crown. It's all owned by the Crown. Look it up. You know,
these people are not getting it. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Exactly.
The ones who are talking about the looting, you know, I pass right by them. I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore, because it's the people that are saying it is good that people are standing up. And I've seen a fucking slew of these messages, videos, postings. You know, people do get it. And, you know, that's why I'm sort of fortunate to have, you know, a couple thousand people on my Facebook page, because when I say something, people listen. I post a lot of crap, but it's not crap. I post a lot of good stuff. It's either funny, it's not stupid, and it's not offensive, except if it's towards evil Jews. I have made a point of that. And, useful
stuff.
It's
all
stuff.
Meant
and
to
if
enlighten.
It's about 9/11, I'll,
yeah. I'm saying it's all meant to enlighten people and get the message across.
Well, pretty much. Like, not everything, not 100%, but, like, I do try,
right,
man.
But close to it. A lot of it.
Oddly enough, most of the people that I do associate with online are fucking awake. They get it. They're smart.
Yeah.
They're good people. And, you know, so when I do lay down a message, like, dear everybody, this is what I think, blah, 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 people read it. And and it's like, I'm not saying I'm the king. I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I'm not saying, you know, this, that, the other thing. I'm just saying that I've earned a lot of credibility and respect. So have you.
Right.
So have a lot of these people. And the ones that don't get it, well, they're fortunate to know me in a sense that they do get to read my shit, because ultimately, I know, just based on the fact that I worked my ass off at this for so long, and I'm not saying I'm the best at it, I'm not saying, you know, but that when I speak and I say stuff, people listen and they take heed, and you know, I predicted a lot of this stuff. But it wasn't even prediction. It was like the writing was on the wall. You know, it was like they're going to do this next. You know, like
it's pretty obvious.
And,
once you know, you're paying attention to what's going on. You can basically see what's coming next after a while.
Because
there are patterns,
like,
in this stuff. I'm saying, you know, there are reoccurring patterns.
Fucking right.
In the elite's actions and what the, you know, because they're all left brain. They don't have any creativity. They don't, you know, there is no, you know, surprise in what they're doing anymore. Once you're awake, it's like, oh, God, you know, it's so blatant and obvious.
Right. But they keep doing the same thing because it fools everybody else. But in 9/11, The Biggest Lie, I said near the end of the movie that I was making a comparison between George Bush and Hitler, and I threw a graph up showing how many people Bush killed and how many people Hitler killed and how many people Mao killed. But the point was that I said, you know, I basically said in 2 years ago that a lot of people were going to die in the Middle East, and they have. And there's been a lot of deaths. And there was one more thing I said, but it was like a, it was intuition. It was like I could see that ahead of time because, you know, if you look at 9/11 and realize it's a lie, then everything since that has been a sort of a
It's all derived from it. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's all connected.
To it.
It's all if you don't get the start of it, then how can you get the middle of it or the end of it? And so that's why I focused on 9/11, and other people focused on other stuff, but that's good too because you know, if I had this friend Tim, and he focused on the Ottawa shooting, and he figured out that it was a false flag for sure because there was major problems with the video. And this is like close to home for me, so I gave a shit. But it's like he did all the work. Now he knows
like
the 9/11 stuff.
To go along with that, there's people that concentrate heavily on like Sandy Hook.
You
know,
and you gotta thank God there's people like that.
And the Boston bombing incident, and they're showing so much, you know, inconsistencies and it's how blatantly that these are all false flags from the government trying to control the people, to steer them in a way, in the whole populace in the direction that they want them to go. And because this stuff is coming out, there's a lot, that's the resistance. And in other words, the majority of the population isn't believing what's coming from the government anymore. And that's a heavy duty thing in the sense, you know, it's a good thing, but it also in the sense it's going to drive them to do even more desperate, you know, violent things and kill more people. You know, in other words, they're going to up their ante because they naturally have to, because the people are resisting what they're doing in these false flags, you know, collectively.
Well, What did this is blatant. What did they expect for people to do if they broke someone's spine? You know, like
The guy was arrested
was
already. He's in handcuffs, and you break the guy's spine, and you know, and
that
know,
was
the,
intentional. It
and
had
then,
to be. They're like,
it's on videotape. I mean, the guy didn't videotape the exact moment, you know, when his spine was broken, but the kid is on videotape already in handcuffs on the ground.
And he's
why
small.
Do you have to
he's
bend
not even
him in?
Big.
Yeah, and why do you, and I see people coming out with his rap sheet and all that. He's a drug dealer, this, that. But still, he's a human being. He didn't deserve, you know, his spine to be broken and killed that way. I mean, it's hideous. And how people are still, you know, like sticking up for the police's actions is just mind-boggling of how brainwashed people are and what status they've become.
Right.
Their God is the state. That's what proves it. Is how they stick up for the state, and oh, he shouldn't, you know, blah blah blah. It's bullshit.
Look, if this
they
doesn't
strike
the fear of God into them right now with what I'm about to say, you know, these people are going to get it. They're going to be the ones that get axed. They're not, you know, if you stick up, if you kiss the Illuminati's ass, they're not going to kiss your ass. They're going to cut your head off or stick a fucking sword through you or shoot you in the fucking head between the eyes with a hollow point bullet. You're going to be chopped up into mincemeat. I hazard to guess that they eat people, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm with you on that.
Either the vultures will get you, or, you know, if you're a fucking useless piece of shit that only gives a fuck about themselves and doesn't care about anybody else and is contributing to the problems in society that have allowed this to happen, then you're going to get it, either from them or from us.
Right, and
I
just like to say, the best meme I've seen so far pertaining to the riots in Baltimore is, it said plainly and clearly, if broken windows are more important to you than broken spines, then you're the problem. You know, it's just that obvious. It's like you care about material bullshit more than a human life, you're the problem. And you're the reason why the world is in the shape it's in, because you're caring more about object fetishism and, you know, materialism than your fellow man. And that's why they're going to come for everybody and kill them, because they've gotten you into a position where you care more about your shit that you own and what other people own that isn't even your shit being destroyed than, you know, your fellow man being killed by the government. And there you go, in a nutshell. You know, it's as basic
pretty
as that.
Much.
And people need to examine that deeply and understand
like
the moral issues involved in that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's like we were tested as a human civilization over time to see where we would end up and who we would end up being. And, you know, the real scumbags in life, they're not going to do anything to save themselves or others, and they're going to get axed. And that's, you know, you can try to save everybody, but you might not save everybody, and that the effort is noble. But, when you speak, when other people speak and tell the truth and talk about the truth, and all you do is, you know, shit on them and fucking call them conspiracy theorists, you're being tested. You're being judged, and you're going to get it because you fucked up.
And they're ultimately judging other people, and they call you conspiracy theorists without any evidence. This is my argument.
Right.
They never bring forth any evidence to debunk anything you're saying. They just call you names and attack you, which shows their intellectual, you know, they're acting out of the, you know, childish part of their brain because they have no other part of their brain to act out of. And that's all that's showing. So I used to get upset when people would attack me, but now, you know, I laugh at them because it shows how idiotic and stupid and, you know, ignorant they are. It shows their ignorance.
Yeah.
And when people do attack me now, I just say, you know, show me some evidence that'll prove me wrong. And they just shut up and go away. They never say anything else.
Right.
Because they have
nothing. They start slinging shit.
Exactly.
You know, like a monkey.
They're just giving you crap because they don't want to see it on their, you know, news feed or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway.
I've engaged in some of those conversations, and it just ends up being absolutely fucking juvenile, retarded.
It turns into a schoolyard name calling match. That's you know, you're an idiot. You're this. You know. It's like grow up. You know, grow some brains.
Well, let's also talk about like there's teenagers. I draw the line at 19. Everything before that, they're forgiven. They're stupid, and that's the way it is.
Oh yeah.
Now there's some young guys that actually really do understand because they're fucking smart.
I'm friends with people too that are young like that, and they get it. And I've never been attacked by a young person. It's the older people, you know, like our age in the 30s and 40s and 50s even. You know, that attack you because they're so
what
set
I'm saying
in their ways.
These guys are innocent.
You know, right.
You know, like they haven't been around on Earth long enough. Like,
right.
I've heard young guys say to me, age doesn't matter.
it
doesn't.
Right.
You have to go through evolutions of consciousness and ask questions and look at life and look at the world and understand the truth about what's really, really, really going on before, you know, it can just be told to you or handed to you because you won't even know what to do with it. You know, some of these kids do get it. I acknowledge that. But everybody after 20 is like, you're up for grabs. You know, these people have to learn fucking quick how to be a real human being, how to look out for everybody else, stop thinking about yourself, and you know, get ready, get prepared, ready to stand up and fight, and perhaps die because that's what's coming.
Absolutely, it's ultimately going to be a war of good versus evil.
Fucking right.
That's
Remember the show V? We were talking about it before. There's this one guy who kissed the alien's ass, one of the aliens is standing there and he goes, "Lick my boot." And the guy gets down on his hands and knees and licks his boot. And, you know, that is fucking pathetic. People will shit all over you if they see you do that. And, you know, no one's going to stand for one of your own betraying you. Betrayal is unacceptable. There's no excuse. And, you know, it's us versus them. Them being, and from now on, when I say them, I mean the bad guys, the evil fuckers, ones that are doing this to us, the ones that are destroying the planet systematically, the ones who have put us in this precarious position where we're all potentially going to be murdered, and that are flying chemtrails over us and making GMO foods and putting vaccines in our children that give them autism, and so on and so forth. These are them, those guys. The end goal is to axe that, all of them. That's, there's no question in my mind. None of them are going to live through this. They're all going
to
get
They need to be
axed.
Dealt with. And that's
fucking right.
That's what
Removed
hasn't happened.
From this situation.
These people have not been dealt with. And so it continues. What you allow is what will continue. It's just that simple. And it's up to the people when, they've just had enough. They've been abused enough. And that's, see, that's the shining light to me is for these people to succeed, to get to where they want to go, which is, one world government, blah, 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 et cetera, they have to escalate things to a point, that, in other words, people, it's going to get so extremely violent and, at a point that, people are just going to turn around and be like, what the hell is going on in the world? It's going to be just so obvious. So in that sense, that is when I believe the mass awakening will occur when they just, because they have to escalate things. It's written in their, claims about how they're going to bring about world order is, they want to bring the world to its knees through, massive wars and massive death until the world collectively screams for one world government, begs for it. So in that sense, it's going to get to a point where it's going to be obvious and you can't avoid it anymore, the most dead asleep sheep, brainwashed person, it's going to be so obvious that they will not be able to avoid it anymore. And that's when we have to pounce on these people and turn them around and turn them in the right direction to fight against this. Anyway, let's move
on. Yeah, exactly. There's a couple more things we need to talk about. We've got 15 minutes left. So preparing. There are plenty of websites about preparing for any kind of occasion. But the root basics are
excuse me,
firearm,
right,
ammo,
right,
food, water,
right, the
you
basics.
Know, the basics.
Batteries,
but you
fuel.
Think of, like, batteries, matches, flashlights, this, that, the other
right,
thing.
Fuel.
I mean, people need to really think about it and, like, what are they going to use?
A radio that you can run, even those crank-up radios that run on their own and stuff like that.
Right, you can buy a hand crank generator to generate electricity to run simple things.
Like a
hot plate or,
Or
if you light
a
fire.
To get news. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just put up a video where you could there's techniques to light fires with just water.
Oh yeah.
Using water concentrated with sunlight, like in a bag. If you put water in like a clear plastic. Right, exactly. In other words, you turn the water in the bag or the light bulb into a magnifying glass where if you point it, directly at, something that is kindled. Paper or sticks or whatever, like grassy hay or whatever, it'll start it on fire.
This is one thing I thought of that is kind of important, is that perhaps you don't want to be lighting fires unless it's at night or even then. Either way, you're going to see smoke and you'll be a target. So, that's why I suggested the hand crank generators. But they also have... It's like you can't really get away from these motherfuckers because they have infrared.
Well, because they have, exactly. They'll see any heat.
Human being.
Right,
so,
even yourself. It's going to be like, if the shit goes down, I'm going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator and cover myself in mud. But I can't see this.
There you go.
And God only knows it might come down to stuff like that.
Right, it might.
And that's not with, you know, outside of my realm of possibilities. I've already thought of it, so, you know.
This is like, I call the end game phase, mm-hmm. well, it's the end game phase. It's like, it's a phase where they are going to do what they're going to do, and they'll either be destroyed or they will vanquish us or conquer us.
They'll be successful.
But in the interim, you should be living like nomads in sort of like in the forest kind of thing, undercover. And you should also adopt, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Wear camouflage. Camp on your face. And, you know, they eat MRI, what are MRI packs or
the rations food.
In the bags. Yeah, you can eat them straight up. You don't have to boil them. You can just eat them.
Yeah, you just eat it. Right.
Army surplus stores should be doing very well in the next month or two.
Yeah.
What else? You don't want to be in the city, guys. Honestly, the city is not the place to be when all the shit goes down, when the lights go out, when power,
no
when the power's
water,
off.
No food.
Yeah, what good is living in a box?
Any city, basically, once, in other words, when the shit goes down, there'll basically be about 48 hours worth of food in any city in America or anywhere in the world. Because once the the trucks stop coming in, bringing in food to grocery stores and stuff like that, and the water shuts down, you have roughly about 48 hours. and plus on top of that, it's going to be looting, of course, of all the food, place, grocery stores, supermarkets.
So the thing to realize here is, when the time comes, get the fuck out right away. Don't stop. Don't wait. You should have a plan ready. You should say, you, you're coming with me in my car. We're getting out now.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It's sort of like, you don't want to leave anyone behind, but you don't want to wait for anybody either. Because once the roads get congested and it basically all traffic stops, then there's roadblocks and you name it. They'll do whatever they're going to do.
It's going to be pandemonium.
So, yeah.
And they
like
also say, I watched an interview with a guy who was, builds bunkers for the elites and stuff. And he said, never buy property close to highways because if and when it goes down and there's, massive congestion and,
everyone will invade your home.
Right, they'll be stuck on the highways, and will go in both directions off the highways to seek food, shelter, water, and then you're going to be fighting with them. The closer you are to the highway, the more people you're going to have to deal with, trying to kill you for what you have.
So the idea is basically to have enough of stuff stocked up, ready to go. Stuff that expands.
And don't put
with
it
water.
In one area too. Spread it. Break it up into parcels,
even
bury it. Dig holes, bury it.
In one basket.
Exactly.
We've touched on that. Now the next thing is, what is the next thing?
Time frame.
Between now and. It could happen any time between now and September, end of September. This is what we're looking at. I mean, it's like just to reiterate a really basic idea. If you're ready for the worst, if you're ready for a tornado, and there's no tornado, you're still ready. But if you're not ready, then you're fucked. So
better safe than sorry is the main message.
So some people always won't give a rat's ass.
And sorry.
And some people will give a rat's ass. But I want to say join militias.
Also, contingency plans have different plans laid out.
Right. If this doesn't work, then I'll do this. Plan B.
Right.
That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much beyond, you know, showing up at the doorstep of the Capitol building and saying, we want change. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not going to change anything. Even if 200,000 people show up, it's not going to change a damn thing. These people that are in power, that are running the country, that are running the world, they're like lizards. They're not humans. They don't give a fucking rat's ass. They're just playing a part.
The thing is, too, it's all about militarization. You know, basically, America is a military state, and that's how they deal with everything, is with the military.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ultimately, it's going to come down to a fight between the people and the military, one way or another, sooner or later.
I got to say, this is the most incredible turning point in human civilization in known recorded history ever.
Right.
And, you know, if you thought you were going to be immortal or live forever or, you know, like, even though you're just, you know, 15 years old and you think that that's how it works, you know, you usually die between, you know, 60 and 90. And you can die a lot sooner than that. And you got to start thinking of putting your life on the line to save others, like people that you give a shit about. And if you don't give a shit about anybody, then you can just fuck off and die because no one needs you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, too. You know, there are going to be, you know, lots of people that are going to die either way. And because this is what they want. You know, the United States Congress just cut $8 billion from the food stamp rolls. So, you know, think of how many people are going to be, you know, starving because of that. But and at the same time, they have trillions and trillions for you know, military hardware, you know, to fund endless wars, but they can't take care of their own people that are in dire straits and really need help.
They never intended to.
No, I know.
You
got to
realize
it's all part of the plan.
There's evil afoot. It's like it's been going on since George Bush became the. It was before that. It was Clinton.
Right.
It
was in the wings before that. But his you know, during that time is when they started really heavily implementing, putting their plans into action and escalating things.
Right.
Starting from 9/11. But, you know, even before then, the Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Texas, you know, all of these things, the 93 bombing of the Twin Towers, you know, it was all in preparation for 9/11 to spark, you know, which I believe is the start, was really the starting point of the Third World War. Even though no one's calling it that, but, you know, just look at how long we've been at war. It's going on longer than World War II took to elapse. And yet nobody calls it World War yet. Which is insane. Which is, you know, I mean, give me a break. You know, wake up.
Remember also that, like the true stories about what happened in Iraq are, they weren't there to.
No,
they killed everyone.
But I'm saying they were there. They undermined the country. They put a weak puppet government in place after they got rid of Saddam Hussein. So Al-Qaeda and now ISIS, you know, could move in. And in other words, that was all part of their plan, was to weaken that country to the point where they'd have to go back in again. Right. But in other words, it was all set up for us to go back in there again. You know, the weak government was
put in place. I'm saying that they used depleted uranium on these people.
Oh, yeah, that too.
There's any number of fucking evil fucking weapons that they can use on us.
It's actually been they call it soft nuclear war, with all the depleted uranium bullets and bombs. And it's a way that's actually a way for them to get rid of all their nuclear waste from their nuclear reactors
that are
a huge failure. You know, I mean, nuclear reactors are just, you know, insanity from start to finish. How do you create something, an engine that can't be turned off? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And if it fails, you know, the whole area is decimated for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. You know, nobody will be able to go near Fukushima or Chernobyl, you know, for thousands and thousands of years. It's just,
well,
you know,
think of the 3 mile, 8 mile, 9 mile, whatever islands.
3 mile islands.
There's one in Ohio. There's one in. They're all over the place.
Yeah, there's
one in Ontario and Toronto. There's one in, if the situation goes dire, those things will melt down and it'll be a disaster. Now these military guys have radiation suits. Hermetically sealed vehicles, they're well protected from this. Do they think they give a shit about you?
No, absolutely not.
So, and I think we're running out of time. Do you have any final comments?
Just for people to wake up, to start researching, to start acting, organizing, get involved, talk to your friends, talk to your family, make people aware. The more people aware, the better chance we all have of turning the tide on this.
Right.
Basically, that is the most important thing. People need to be woken up. Is a desperate situation now, because things are escalating. And the more people that are woken up, the more strength we have, the more power we'll have to stop these things from happening, to be able to interject in these wars that they're dying to start, to forward their agenda, which is going to kill billions of people on this planet, is their only intention. And people need to understand this, that this is the truth and where this whole world is being led to. Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
I mean, they're the ones that put up those fucking goddamn Georgia Guidestones that say 500 million.
Right.
They've been there since 1983. No one's ever tried to blow them up or destroy them, or the government hasn't said fuck all. It's
people
a blight on humanity.
People them and stuff. I've seen pictures of people
erased
that. Right.
But the thing is that, I mean, the main line in there is they want to bring down, it's a eugenics idea, is to break down the population to select chosen people from different countries of the world who will start the world over. And, you know, what are the chances?
And to keep the world population under 500 million worldwide.
Exactly. that's not a joke, folks. Look it up.
Yeah, and what are we pushing? 7 billion on the planet right now? Going on to 8 billion?
Yeah, so, right.
Roughly?
That's
somewhere around there. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people that are going to die. And that's their intention.
If you hear anybody talk about, the world needs to be depopulated, punch them in the fucking head.
Right.
Because there's an abundance for everybody on planet Earth. It's these rich assholes who are raping the world.
And want it all for themselves.
Have all the technology and put us back into the fucking Stone Age.
Right. And, you know, these people that are saying the world can't feed, you know, in other words, it's been projected that the world could sustain even, you know, up to 12, 14 billion people, you know, easily. And they're saying, you know, if it gets up to 10, the world's going to collapse and all that, you know. And the only people that are saying this are all the elitists who want to kill everybody. And this
it's
needs
so
to be recognized
sick, man.
Is what you're hearing and who you're hearing it from, you know. What's the source and what's their intention behind what they're saying? You know, people need to take their heads out of their asses and understand this, that who and where it's coming from and what intention is behind it.
On that note, I want to say
stop believing everything on face value. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't listen to the television at all. Don't watch TV.
Right.
Destroy your TV. If you can't help yourself.
Is evil propaganda. That's all it is.
It's fucking lies and deceit.
It's brainwashing. That's all it is. It's deception.
And the more you watch it, the more you're tempted to find out what's going on, the more you get sucked in, and the more you're going down the wrong path. And you don't need to know anything that they're telling you. It's like every word of it is a lie.
Right.
Yeah. Same with the radio. And, you know, for God's sake, stop going to fucking hockey games and entertaining yourselves. Get ready, fuck.
Right.
Get ready, be ready, stay ready.
Right. Prepare.
Ready, I ready.
And have multiple plans ready for different scenarios, of different things that could occur, because they probably
right.
will. It's more likely that they will occur than they won't occur.
All right, we're
things
done.
Things are escalating. All right, man.
You have a good day, Ben. I'll talk to you later.
All right, James.
Okay.
Bye.